It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thanks, Craig. Let's talk about awards. Let's talk about the 35th annual Ignoble Prize. IG Nobel Prize. Ignoble.
Ignoble. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's the anti-Nobel Prizes that are given out a few weeks before the Nobel Prize.
Okay.
And it's organized by the Annals of Improbable Research, which is a digital magazine that highlights research that makes people laugh and think. Well, they celebrated at Boston University. They start with their longtime tradition where the audience pelts the stage with paper airplanes. And then some of the people who win these awards have another gag is they'll have actual Nobel Prize winners who, if they can't make the awards, they'll have actual Nobel Prize winners read their acceptance speech. So even okay. Real Nobel Prize winners get in on this gag. And all this highlights these really weird studies that people do. For example, one is a team of Japanese researchers that placed stripes on cows, like zebra stripes on cows, to see if that prevented flies from biting them.
Huh. Okay.
And turns out it does.
It worked.
Wow.
But they say that you can't really do it at scale. It costs so much to paint the cows. It's just like, right. Let the cows figure it out for themselves. Also, another group made a handmade stomach. Hold on. I just need a moment with this one. What? A handmade stomach. I don't know what that was about. They also featured a mini opera during the ceremony about gastroenterologists and their patients because the theme of this year was digestion. Why do you need a theme to the prizes?
You got to have a theme.
They also have a section of the ceremony that is called the 24-second lecture, where top scientists have to get up there and explain their work in 24 seconds.
Wow,
why 24? I have no idea.
Put a play clock on them.
One woman who presented her research, Tricia Pasricha, I can't say her last name, she explained her work, which is studying smartphone usage while on the toilet. And its association with hemorrhoids.
Interesting.
Indeed.
If you are a toilet scroller, you really increase your chances of getting the roids.
I am, by the way.
Uh-oh.
I'm actually a toilet chess player.
Ugh. So if any time I'm playing you online, there's a good chance. It's like, wow, man, all of a sudden Craig's really attentive to this game. Usually it's like hours between moves, but
you picture me at a desk in a study.
Yes,
but
yes.
I'm really on
an oak-lined library with lots of ancient texts.
Really on the commode.
Yeah, but instead you're grunting one out over a Kohler.
Bingo.
The people who are accepting the awards and giving their speeches, if they ramble on too long, a man wearing a dress over his suit. So he's dressed in a suit, but there's a man wearing a dress over the suit. He appears at their side. He just wanders onto the stage and appears at their side and yells, "Please stop, I'm bored." That's how they let people know.
Are you sure you're not the producer of
yeah.
this?
It sounds like it. Another winner this year was a group from India that studied whether foul-smelling shoes influence someone's experience using a shoe rack.
This is important work some of these people
what
are
is
doing.
What's a shoe rack? Is that just one of those little low shelves that sits by the front door that you put shoes on?
Yeah, I guess it's in your closet maybe. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, can't you hang shoe racks on the back of your closet door?
Yeah.
Y'all use that?
No.
Something like that?
No.
There was researchers from the U.S. and Israel who explored whether eating Teflon is a good way to increase food volume.
Maybe.
Put a little Teflon in there with a little light.
There was a team of international scientists that looked at whether giving alcohol to bats impaired their ability to fly. And lo and behold, yes, it did. It did. They got drunk just like we do. Bats are mammals, right? How many flying creatures are mammals?
Like anyone can even
yeah,
know.
No one can know that.
I'm right, though, that bats are mammals, right?
Believe so.
They fly all crazy. Can a bat just fly straight? Or do they always have to fly in that random pattern that just...
They're chasing mosquitoes, so they got to fly in...
God, they're crazy.
I know it. They all fly like they're drunk. One of the most animated winners of the Ignoble Prize was a team of researchers from several European countries who studied the physics of pasta. The physics of pasta. That's an album title.
By the way, my one guess was going to be squirrels, but apparently bats are the only mammals capable of true sustained flight.
Yeah,
squirrels can
fly.
Yeah. So bats of the 1,400 species worldwide, can they all fly?
All bats?
Yeah. All bats can fly, right?
Yes, all bats can fly, but not all flies can bat.
Oh, my God. While other mammals like flying squirrels, gliding possums.
Oh, no, that's creepy.
Have you ever seen a gliding possum?
No.
I didn't even know they could glide.
That would be claw gliding, I guess, right? And not hand gliding. They don't have hands.
Hang gliding?
Yeah, bats are the only free-flying mammals.
What's hand gliding?
I guess it is hang gliding. Not hand gliding.
Did you think it was hand gliding all these years?
No. When I think about it, yeah, it's hang. But, yeah, for some reason I thought hand.
Amnesia. That's not an amnesia moment?
No, I don't think so. Just equally as dumb, but no. Thank you.
Hand gliding. Okay. Also, there was a team of researchers that, let me find this, they pondered the types of pizza lizards preferred to eat.
What? What a waste of time.
What kind of pizza lizards prefer to eat? And we'd have a whole ceremony at Boston University for this. It's important to a lot that goes on.
Well, we need some comic relief.
Yeah, this is good. I'm all for it. And some of these things actually have practical implications and add to our collective body of knowledge.
Yeah.
So I'm
thumbs up. Especially that pizza lizard thing.
I know it. Yeah. Yeah, I guess they just called up all the pizza franchises and said, hey, what type of pizza do the lizards place an order for the most? The end.